Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Now, 10 days out from the Iowa caucuses, let's gauge public appetite for the current cadre of candidates with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, as an aggregate, are Americans more positive about this roster than they were in election cycles in the past?
Well, everything is relative. How is that? 66% is the number. That's the percent of Americans who say that there is a candidate running who would make a good president. Clearly, compared to 1992, it is up. Only 40% at this point, January of 1992, said there was a candidate running they thought would make a good president. Now, that's an important year. Now, that's when George Bush Sr. was running for re-election. Bill Clinton was running but did not yet have the nomination. And later that year, of course, Ross Perot entered as an independent, at some points was leading in the polls, and ended up getting 19% of the vote in that election that year. So clearly this is not 1992, where everyone's so disappointed in who's running that they're clamoring for an independent candidate. On the other hand, if we go back to January of 08, which was an open seat election where McCain ended up running against Obama, 84% said there was a candidate running who would make a good president. And back in January of 2002, we had 75% who said there was a candidate running. That was Bush, of course, against Vice President Gore. So it's a little lower than some elections, but clearly, again, much higher satisfaction with this group of people running than we saw back in 92.
Is the relative strength of support for the aggregate skewed by overwhelming support for a particular person, and Donald Trump comes to mind?
It certainly could be. We ask in the aggregate, is there any candidate running you think would be a good president? So if there's one out there that you really like, then you would answer that question yes.
Focusing on the Donald, what do Americans think would be, for example, the best thing about a Trump presidency?
Well, first I should say that well over 40% of Americans can't come up with anything that would be the best thing about a Trump presidency. If we look at Democrats, by the way, that's well over 50% who say, duh, I don't know, there's nothing. When we look at the answers that are given, they kind of split between personality characteristics and issues, but more tilted to the personality. People say it's actually a good thing that he was a business person, that he says what he thinks, says what he feels. We all know he does that, right? That he's confident and wouldn't back down. Those are some of the personality things people say would be a plus for a Trump presidency. Issue-wise, immigration is listed as a plus by a number of people, and then that he would be able to help the economy is also listed.
Now let's go to the worst thing about a Trump presidency.
I would say, looking over the data very carefully, personality, personality, and personality. It's Trump's style, his way of speaking, his outspokenness. That's what people really focus on that would be negative about a Trump presidency, more so than talk about some of his issue positions. Here's some of the words people use when they define it negatively. Say he's too outspoken, he's impulsive, he does not think before he speaks, he is arrogant, he is offensive, rude, and abrupt, he would embarrass the U.S. and lose the respect of other nations, he has a hot temper, he's a bully. All of those are the negatives that people say would be bad about a Trump presidency if he were to be elected. And speaking of a flip, some people say his immigration policies would be a negative as well. So that cuts both ways.
Are voters following this election this January any more or less closely than in January election cycles past?
Voters are actually paying attention to this election. A little too early to know how it's going to compare to where we were in the past, but 31% say they're following things very closely. Dave, 38% somewhat closely. Put those together, that's almost 7 out of 10 who say they're following at least somewhat closely. There's a big age difference. This is not a shock. Young people don't vote, and clearly our data show they're not paying a lot of attention, particularly when we look at that very closely category. If you're listening to this and 65 years in age and older, you're really focusing on the election. 51% following it very closely, and 85% of seniors are following it at least very or somewhat closely. But among young people 18 to 29, only 22% are following it very closely. So age is a big determinant of your focus on this election.
Frank, we focused last week on the increasing proliferation of self-identified independent voters rather than Republican or Democrat. I'm curious, does Gallup also suss out the extent to which voters claim to be conservative or liberal?
We do, and we've looked at those trends, and I would say the biggest change we have seen over time has been the increase in the people who are willing to tell an interviewer that they're liberal. You know, a lot of liberals have changed over and tried to use the word progressive because the wisdom was that the word liberal has an offsetting tone to it. But actually, we've gone from 17% of Americans who say they're liberal up to 24% now, which is one of the highest numbers we've seen ever in terms of the percent who identify as liberal. Now, that's still swamped by conservatives who are 37% and then moderates who are 35%. So they clearly outnumber self-defined liberals, but liberals are actually edging up in terms of how Americans like to look at their own ideology.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.